Yeah, good afternoon. This presentation is slightly different from the horticulture presentations because in our research involves not only USDA ARS, USDA Research Service, and also USDA NRCS. Because in 2015, 560,000 Americans died, including 40,000 ladies, breast cancer. Every year, more than 500,000 die in this country out of 321 million people. It is a large number. It's more than the total number of U.S. Army got killed in the Second World War. So that many people are dying. So we, the horticulturists, we have a special duty. No other scientists they don't have. So if you look at the great sailor Columbus, he was looking for two important horticulture products, spices and condiments. When we come to the fruits, vegetables, nuts, spices and condiments. The last four items we can consume without cooking. The first item, vegetables, some of them we have to cook. So when we produce crops, so we have to think about what soil we are producing. Because soil is the greatest gift of God. There is nothing greater than soil. If the soil is unhealthy, we are unhealthy. That's a good one. People who are eating non-vegetarian like dishes, chicken, turkey, goat, sheep, cattle, swine, they are vegetarians. So if they are eating from unhealthy soil, so we are eating them, we are unhealthy. So people are dying all over the world now. So everybody is looking at a group of scientists, they are horticulturists. We are the one producing fruits, vegetables, nuts and spices. And here in this presentation comes, there are two groups of people, one from Alcorn State University, horticulturist and agronomist, then from West Virginia State University, biotechnologist, builders. So they are coming in this group. And you know, I talk about a little bit pollution problem, because this is one of the areas the soil is polluted. There is no soil nowhere in the world now, somebody can say, is not polluted. So everything is polluted everywhere. And problems, we know, everything. So these are all, the whole killing going on now, hunger and poverty. Even the US, out of seven, one person is worried about tomorrow's food. Formerly, Mississippi was number one in obesity continuously for 7 years. And we introduced this melon to all the farmers in Mississippi. Now Mississippi number two now. So we are trying to make Mississippi number one in melon production in the nation. So if you consume more fruits, vegetables, nuts, we can bring down a lot of problems. Because there is no plant in this world without medicines. Every plant has got medicine properties. Now we have 500 POPs in our bodies, persistent organic pollutants. The combination of pesticides, weedicides, nematicides, fungicides, they will never degrade. It is in our bodies. And they were not there in the bodies of our great-grandparents before 1930. Because there was no fertilizer factory, there was no chemical factory, nothing. So the people ask the question, how our great-grandparents were healthier than us? Because they never used chemicals. And nitrates, killing children. First it was discovered in Eastern Europe. Breast cancer, every year more than 40,000 ladies get killed. Soil erosion, the biggest problem. It has been always over 1 billion. Now it is going down up to this much. The USDA analysis releases the data in 1997 and 2007. Now 2017 is supposed to come out this year. So you get into the internet and can see. And here the research program, I just want to mention, even Delaware State University, because any university working on horticulture, please make sure that the students are trained in the soil also. If they are soil and plant science, horticulture plant science, because NRCS is hiring students, they have a high demand. The starting salary for a graduate student at present is $56,000. All of our students are hired before commencement. They don't apply for a job, USDA comes and recruits there. It's going on. Now, plastic culture. It was there before. Now they improved the organic section. They improved. I'm going to show the slide. Then the climate change. So this research program is mainly for the erosion prediction, nutrient management, conservation planning, and also to prevent soil erosion and climate change. And we started this program in 1989. In my muscadine vineyard, we used to harvest almost 3,500 pounds every year. In 2010, all of a sudden, the plants started producing prop roots. All of a sudden, no reason, nothing. There were a lot of fruits were there, and the fruit start falling. Instead of 3,500 pounds, we harvested just 2 pounds. What is that? Then solutions to save the world, to save the community, these are the only solutions. Nutrient management, and also to bring down the price of organic produce. We can never bring down the price of organic produce unless and until we use the animal and plant waste, which our great grandparents have been using. Otherwise, we are not going to bring it down. And there is a regulation, federal government. If the edible portion is not touching the ground, you can apply 90 days before. If edible portion is touching the ground, you can apply the animal waste 120 days before the final harvest. Because Americans consume more meat than people of any other country in the world. We have fast food restaurants around the globe. We are spending meat, milk, and egg, animal products. Where is the animal waste? It is on American shoulder here. People are carrying drinking water. And manure. Once it is applied, you see, they are applying only 5% of the land now, even though we have plenty of animal waste. And manure, once it is applied, 1 year, may provide nutrients for another crop. Once it is done, goes to the next crop. Then it continues for 7 years, according to the latest result published here in 2016. Once you apply manure in the soil, it continues for 7 years, not like NPK. Then soil compaction reduces. Whenever any hurricane, something comes, the soil is compact, it floods, there are water rises. Antimicrobials. This is what people are talking. Antibiotics may not work in the body. So make sure that when you compost, continue composting more than 30 days. That will take out that problem. This is published just now in 2016. So continue. Some people say my compost is ready within 15 days or 20 days. If they are using animal waste, you should continue for more than 30 days. That can take out a lot of problems which people are facing. These are, you know, I'm going a little fast because these slides are there on the internet. I present in New Orleans and Atlanta and here because it's a $500,000 program. Then poultry later. We are 12 billion and we see grow only 5% per year. 20 million tons poultry later per year. And one company alone in Mississippi, one company alone, poultry company, produces, kills more than 2 million chicken in 1 day. And one chicken lays 25 grams of excreta. So you can see how many millions of tons of animal waste we have. Then benefits. You all know the benefits. I just put it on the internet. Maybe useful for training your students and showing the farmers. There are a lot of uses. A lot of uses. And the only thing is how to apply. These are the three areas we have to be very careful when we apply animal waste. If you apply too much on the surface, it's going to pollute the entire system. And weed problem. Now, the organic committee has revised the rule. And you can apply the thick synthetic mulch. Forget about labor problem. Forget about weeding. Weedicides, you can see the method is. And only thing is, you have to take it out. Remove from the field immediately after the harvest. The thick mulch. This is a new regulation. It's not like the old plastic mulch. So just remove it immediately after harvest, your plot is organic. If you keep it there for the next so many months or next season, your plot is not organic. In the US, they expected only 20, 30 billion. It's gone up to 43 billion profits. It's growing so fast. Demand for melons is very high demand because there are a lot of nutrients there. Then quality of organic melons, it has been reported even before. In 2005, there are a lot of nutrients inside. And they come up very fast, can be harvested within 75-80 days usually. Organic research in blueberry, I did it. I did a PhD in blueberries. So I became the first scientist. Look, my blueberry is 83% higher in vitamin C than any other blueberry now. I applied a cow manure, poultry manure, different manures, but the worm castings take the vitamin C very high. It is on the internet. So this is a blueberry research. You can do the same thing with the worm castings. Among all the manures, animal waste, I noticed the best one is worm casting. To me, I noticed the difference is the worm castings contain almost 5% calcium. That makes it different. I don't know what is working, but the plant physiologist, they have to look into that. So objective of this research is the application of animal waste and to see two different kinds of fruits. We introduced 103 varieties of melons from around the globe. Out of 103, so we are trying to select the best 10 or 15. So we already distributed seeds of two varieties all over the state now. And farmers are cultivating. We train them how to cultivate two different varieties in faraway places, how to be careful in washing, processing, drying the seeds. This is a soil we did, heavy soil. Some melons cannot grow well, so we use this heavy soil because it supports almost 13%, 14% of the U.S. land. And you can see silt and clay makes 93%, the heavy soil. But if you apply animal waste and plant waste, we can grow crops. Looking at the CN ratio, we can tell whether the crop is a soil-conserving crop or soil-depleting crop. Most of the horticulture crops are soil-depleting crops, but most of the agronomic crops are soil-conserving crops because of the CN ratio. CN ratio is high. If it is below 25 years to 1, it is going to decompose very fast, immediately after harvest. But if you get the muscadine, 160, so it is very slowly decomposes. And we introduced melons from different regions, and these are the U.S. morphotypes, the European morphotypes, the East European morphotypes. All these slides are on the internet, and these are Cantilupians, and we have the Spanish group. Then we analyzed the cow manure first, then the poultry manure, and till one time, and that is the end. And then we continue doing it. We are not tilling after that. This is the third year now. Make two holes, put the manure inside, the plant will come here. So we studied all these parameters to please the farmer, to please the consumer, and also we had to make sure that the people are healthy. We don't want any more people to die. So we had to take care of the manure also. So we compost it. We use the composted manure. And we take the analysis. This is the most important reading for us. How much it covers? How much the residue it returns back? How much from the preceding crop to the succeeding crop? How it is going to conserve the soil? So this is one of the areas horticulturists have to get into. Because here the students, they do this research. They can do everything. Plus the residue. How much the micronutrients, the macronutrients comes back from the preceding crop to the succeeding crop. They are hired by now USDA. They are in high demand now. So, and the students are trained very well. And we have the Charentaise. This is a French variety. After so many varieties, we have selected two first. One is the French variety, then comes Pride of Wisconsin. That is the best melon we can see, very big in size. This is the Pride of Wisconsin, this Charentaise. See the weight? 3.5 kilogram. More than 7, almost 8 pounds. This is the French variety. It's very small in size. And we have done the frequency distribution to find out. Otherwise, it's not easy to find out. That is why we're going through very fast. All this, no, it's not easy to identify. So finally, we got it. And we are looking for the number of fruits per hectare. Wisconsin had a high yield and three treatments. Here comes the stem diameter is required for analysis. Then comes the total dry biomass. Then we did look at the vitamin C. Any fruit you put cow manure, you can see the vitamin goes high. Any fruit, you take any fruit, especially on melons, any melon, cantaloupe, muscadine, it goes high. The vitamin C is the only vitamin C the God put in all fruits. There are so many vitamins, but only vitamin C is there in all fruits. And it has been proved that vitamin C prevents cancer, even cures cancer. So we the horticulturists can increase by applying the waste, the animal waste, it goes high. So this is a reference book, you can use it. And if you train the horticulture students, including the horticulture study, plus the soil study, there is a high demand for them. The starting salary at present for BS is 50, for MS is $56,000. They are hired before commencement. I not announce the staff, but you know, we invested almost $7 million so far, including the USDA, CSRES, now NIFA. So this is a great field for our students, and there is a severe shortage of Americans in the field of this area. That is another problem, because according to the reports, most of the students are all foreign students. USDA cannot hire them. They are not citizens. So USDA is facing severe problem. I got a letter. I was really shocked when I saw the percentage. I am not telling. It is shocking percentage. So we have to get more and more American students to our horticulture area. agriculture area, because USDA cannot hire foreign students. That is one problem going on. There are 30,000 vacancies. 30,000 vacancies. Thank you.